Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us at this conference call. This is the conference call for chairs through systems 1 through 3. And my name is Jeanette Nebo with the State Department of Education at Teacher Licensure and Accreditation. I appreciate you all being here. And I want to start off by thanking everyone for volunteering their time to be chairs. We could not do this without you. So we really appreciate all the support and help that you give KSDE and the districts in Kansas. I have just a couple of items that I wanted to share with you today. I wanted to start off with just a reminder. If you are a chair for a system and as you're visiting with them, if you could just remind them to complete their KESA application. Items 4 through 15.1 are the ones that are due prior to the visit. And then once you chair the system, if you could remind them during that visit to go back into the KESA application and finish it by completing items 15.2 through 16. Once they complete item 16, which is the assurances, they are supposed to go ahead and then submit the report to KSDE. If you are a chair of a system, I would like to also remind you to be sure and complete your KESA application. Or if you're not the one that does that, that you please advise whoever is taking care of that KESA application in your system to let them know that they do need to complete it. Currently, we have about 75 to 80 school districts who have not completed their application and or have started and have sections that are not completed. We know that this is not due until, you know, June 30th, but I think our hope was that with visits taking place, that at least by the end of May, all these applications would be completed and submitted to KSDE. So if you can just take some time during your visit and just remind them, or as you're getting ready for your visit, remind them to send you a copy of what of their report. That way they can move forward on completing it. So item number two that I wanted to share with you was that last Friday I did send out information through an email to all chairs and letting them know that the KESA application access for chairs was available to you at this time. So what I wanted to do was just briefly go through how do you go about accessing or getting access to that application. The first thing is that you need to know that you are not getting access to that application through your current authentication application. You will be getting, you will be accessing the authenticated application and requesting access as a new user. You are requesting access to someone else's system, so therefore it is a new user account. If you chair more than one district or system, you will be doing this process that many times. So if you chair 2 or 4 systems, you're going to go through this same process 2 or 4 times. What I will say is that when the system does ask you for a username, our suggestion right now in order to make it easy for you is to probably put chair and then the USD number that you're chairing. And then your password, if you're like many of us out there who have many passwords and tend to forget what they are, I would probably just use the same password that you have currently with your own system, or make sure that you do a password that you can remember easily. If you have more than one system that you're requesting access, you can use that same password. What you cannot use is the same login. The login has to be different. The password could be the same. So if you have 2 systems, your login could be, for example, chair 205 or chair 260, and your password could be exactly the same. Okay. So once you go into the application, the first step is to make sure that you allow for pop-ups, because we do have some pop-ups that come in. You need to log in to the authenticated web application, and you can find that on our KSC website. I'm not going to spell out what that is, but if you go to our KSCE website, there is a box on the right-hand side that has authenticated applications listed, and you can just click there, or you can go through the letters and do A, and then go to authentication portal and access that through there as well. Once you click that, you will be brought into the login site, and it will have their common office authentication login, username, password. You're going to skip all that because you're not signing into your account. So you're going to go down to where it says new user registration and hit the register button. You will be directed then to the KSCE user registration form. And on that page then, what you will do is complete your first name, last name, phone number, and email address. On the area after that, it says, please select the organization and building that you belong to. At that point, it's not the one that you belong to, but it is the district that you are chairing, okay? So under the organization dropdown, you will select the building that you are working with. So if I was a chair for, let's say, USD 501, I would select USD 501 at that point in time. Then, next to that organization is the drop-down box for buildings, and I will then select all buildings under that drop-down box. So the organization that is asking you to put down, it is not your organization, but the organization that you are chairing. That is a very important point. Once you put down all buildings, then what you're going to be doing is that it's going to automatically take you to the user to select, you as a user to select the application that you want to access. At that point in time, what you will be doing is selecting KISA Education Systems Accreditation. In parentheses, it's KISA. And then on the side is asking you which user access do you want, and you are going to select OVT Chair Access. Once you have done that, you're going to scroll down to the bottom and complete the rest of the registration form, which is your username, your password, and information about, in case you forget your password, how you can retrieve it. Then you will hit submit. Once you select submit, a pop-up box is going to say thank you for registering. The application request then automatically goes to the superintendent of the district for approval. Once the superintendent approves it, then you have access to the KISA application. Now, if you are a chair who is not associated with a USD district slash system, if you will, you will then need to, there is another process that you need to, or another step that you need to complete, and that is the data and security training. Data and security training is for anyone who is not associated with a district or a private school system, okay? So if you're retired from a school district, if you are a service center member, if you are a higher education member, if you are a business person that has now who has worked in education in the past and you're chairing, anyone other than someone that is currently working in a USD will need to go through that data and security training. That data and security training, it's currently located in our KSDE training portal, so it does require another registration. something that's just kind of unavoidable. Sorry about that. So once you register there, okay, you can select, there's a number of different trainings that are available. You're going to select the data and security internet training, and you'll click that, and then you'll complete that. Once you have completed that, we have a list of people who have completed the training. So our IT staff, if you're, let's say, with the service center, and you've registered, and the superintendent has given you access, since your email is not associated with a district, what it will do is trigger our IT staff to call the security desk to find out if the training has been completed. Once our IT staff, our IT security staff tells them that you have completed the training, then the release will go and approval will be given to you as long as the superintendent has already given you approval. If you need any help or you run into any problems with this, don't hesitate to contact anyone of us here. Bill or I will be glad to assist you in any way in terms of helping you through this process. That is the only information that we have currently had to remind you about. Or that we want to make sure that we reminded you of anyway. Just a couple of other small details. As you're sharing your systems, I would like to remind everyone to maybe take some time at the beginning of your agenda to spend some time with your OVT members, getting to know them, and perhaps distributing what assignments you want throughout the visit. If you have gone in already to see the KISA application, you will notice that we have divided the KISA workbook into yearly sections. We did that with the purpose of hopefully avoiding overwriting something that maybe by uploading the entire notebook 1 year and then trying to upload it again and copying over what you had already submitted. We wanted to ensure that nothing was written over it or that you didn't override something that you had written in previous years. So we divided that then by year in order to do that. So when you go in, the way it's going to look, it's going to have OVT summary reports and chairs, and it'll say year one OVT workbook, year one summary report, year two OVT workbook, year two summary report, etc. on the way down. Year five says OVT workbook, and then it says final executive summary. So you can download the OVT workbook. How you complete that within the visit is up to you. So if you want to do that as a chair, you want to assign someone to complete that, you want to ask somebody from the school to help you take notes, that's totally up to you. What I do ask, or what I do suggest anyway, is that if you do have somebody other than yourself kind of either completing it or taking notes on it, that you do review it and make sure it is what you want to say about the system before you upload it. The other thing is the OVT summary reports are not downloadable, so you will need to either do your report online or you can screenshot or download a copy of the OVT summary report onto your computer, complete it there, and then cut and paste the sections into the KISA application. One of the questions that we have had is that they were talking to their team members about taking notes And then the chair was going to complete the summary for all the sections. That is perfectly okay. The reason that we divided the OBT summary into here's what the chair does and here's what some OBT members do, it's to be able to provide a team effort in terms of completing, or collaborative effort in terms of completing the report. But it's kind of hard to have one voice when you have several people, you know, answering those questions. So if as a chair you want to take it and then answer the questions all in one same voice, that's perfectly okay. How you organize your team is up to you. We just want to make sure that the questions are answered. That's why at the beginning that's why I said that maybe at the beginning of your visit, you end up just having some time to distribute what each member is going to focus on, so that as conversations are going, they're listening to that conversation with specific intent of gathering data or information. The other thing that I just want to mention in terms of your visit is as you're writing your report, that it is crucial to remember that it is good to say that they have a great process or that something is happening, but it's important to let us know, how do you know that? We're not there with your visit, so we don't see what you see. And remember that ultimately, after 5 years, 4 years, or you know, through this first time around and in the future, the Accreditation Review Council is the one that's going to make the recommendation for the board. And they haven't been there with you on these visits. So when you say that they have a good process in place, what do you mean by having a good process in place? How do you know that? What's the evidence showed you that that was a good process that they had in place? If they have, if their data show, if you say something that their data shows that they have increased on something, well, what was that data that you saw? What was that increase? Make sure that you provide statements like as evidenced by or supported by, not only in terms of we saw all of this data, but what did that data tell you as well? Or we saw all of these processes, but what did those processes show you? We will be doing, as we update our trainings for next year, a lot of this information will be included in that. So we hope that we know that we these are areas that we did not focus on very much this first year, but we will make a point of improving our both our OBT member training and our chair training to include some of these aspects. So, again, I appreciate your time. I appreciate the work that you do for us. And don't hesitate to give us a call should you need us by either calling Bill or myself, Jeanette, here at the State Department. Thank you for your time, and have a great couple of weeks. We'll see you in 2 more weeks.